it was really cool like 7 years ago to be an entrepreneur. Now it's almost like people get shamed if they're not. When in reality, statistically, most of you shouldn't be, and that's good. I'm not saying you shouldn't be because you can't handle it or you're not strong enough. It's not in your nature to be fulfilled while doing it.
If you're out there listening, and we are a dream chasing podcast, we are. So it's hard for us to be in this weird spot where we're kind of like, yeah, chase your dreams. But if make sure your dreams, like what if working as a vet tech is your dream?
Welcome to Next Level University. I'm your host, Kevin Palmieri.
And I'm your co-host, Alan Lazarus.
At NLU, we believe in a heart-driven but no BS approach to holistic self-improvement for dream chasers.
Our goal with every episode is to help you level up your life, love, health, and wealth.
We bring you a new episode every single day on topics like confidence, self-belief, self-worth, self-awareness, relationships, boundaries, consistency, habits, and defining your own unique version of success.
Self-improvement. In your pocket, every day, from anywhere, completely free.
Welcome to Next Level University. Next Level Nation, welcome back to another episode of Next Level University, where we help you level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode, episode number 1679. What are your people patterns? Today, for episode number 1680, the price tag for your goals. This is going to be weird, might be too much information. I'll throw it out there right now. Some of the best thoughts I have is when I'm going pee. Don't know why. Maybe it's just because I'm not really thinking about anything, so my brain is just kind of freestyling. But I was thinking of this last night during a wee.
A wee?
A wee.
In the wee hours of the night, I was going wee.
I was going wee. No, it's probably about 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I was thinking of how you and I had the conversation about you can't set goals, or you can't want an outcome without the process. And this has been a point of discussion for years where I said, of course you can. Of course you can want an outcome without desiring the process. You just might not get it. And I was thinking of how cool it's going to be in the next couple weeks where we change our bios from 900,000 plus or 975,000 listens to a million plus, and how in the next couple weeks, it might even have already happened, I don't know, we would have earned $1 million over the lifetime of this business so far. Mm-hmm. So we're a $1 million business and a million listen podcast. That's going
to
look
really... We're going to need you to work on that.
Yeah, I'll work on it. That's going to look really cool on social media. But I don't care that it looks cool. I would rather somebody say, how much work did it take to get there? It's really cool. It's credentialed. It's awesome. We like credentials. We all do. It's perception. That's the way it works. It's success. It's shiny. But nobody asks what it took to get there. I think we would be much better served if we did. If we ask that question of what did it take? What was that like?
I feel like I've always asked that.
I would say so.
I've always been super curious about that. Mm. Like,
yeah,
you're
a process. You're a process person. You don't care about results. You care about process. Not
in the early days of my life, I feel like I cared about results a lot. I always say I wish that my focus was learning and then A's could be a byproduct. For me, it was focused on A's, so I cheated on my vocab test, you know, so I wanted the result, and I wish that I had been more process-focused, but I do feel like I always was curious. Remember we used to say we pull back the curtain?
I do.
When we used to interview guests, we used to ask, what's behind the scenes that no one else knows about? Like,
yeah, but not
tell
everybody
us about
told
this
us.
Stuff. Yeah, I know.
I was thinking that recently, how frustrated I am with some of the answers. Like, we would have really good questions.
Yeah.
Like, what was it like when you could barely afford things and people wouldn't go there? Like, that's the shit. That's what everybody needs to hear. They don't need to hear how you got your seventh business. They need to hear how you survived enough to get the first.
Dude, I love it.
But there were certain people that
would... You
have
to be that guy.
Well,
like, dude,
that's my
in
goal.
In hindsight, why don't they go there? Dude, maybe they did get lucky and they know it somewhere deep down. A lot of them did. A lot of them... That was hard for me. It was hard for me to eventually realize I'd bring the listeners on this journey. We interviewed hundreds of people, and eventually I got to the point where it's like most of them didn't know they'd get here. That was weird for me, because you and I had reverse engineered most of what we're trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't. I'll be the guy who said, I say it all the time on interviews. I say, I have no idea how I got here. I have no clue. It's wild. I'm gonna pinch
myself.
Say
I ask about the curtain. Let's do it. So I pull back the curtain. What is it? So we did a million. I mean, it's this week. It's this week. We're going to surpass a million listens and $1 million, which is wild that it happened in the same week, by the way.
That is wild.
Because we've been waiting for that for seven and a half years. Well, yeah, but we've only been talking about it for the last couple of years. But that is wild that it happened in the same week. Holy crap. All right, so $1 million, million listens. Awesome. Okay, $1 million business, million listen podcast. That's a rare thing. 5 million podcasts out there. What percentage, you're the podcast guy, what percentage of podcasts get to that place?
I don't know. 1% of 1% of 1% of 1%. Very small amount.
All right, so pull back the curtain. Okay, let's say I'm interviewing you and I don't know you. All right, awesome. So you did something that almost no one has ever done. Like, what's the real answer? How did you do it? What was the process?
Sacrifice yourself for the cause. That it was pretty much put my basic human needs second to everything else we're doing for 7 years. Pretty much it. That. Pay the business before I pay myself. Pay the team before I pay myself. If I don't have enough time to do the work needed for the business and exercise, I just do the work for the business and I don't exercise. That.
You're going to be the guy. Dude, one day you'll be the guy.
But I also understand
it
how sad that sounds.
Who cares? It's the truth.
This is my new frame. Growing through it. We're growing through it. We're growing through it. I saw something the other day. It was something like a salary is the amount of money you accept to not go after your dreams. Something like that.
Yeah.
Looks really good on a social media post. Yeah, cool. I think that's bullshit now more than ever.
Yeah.
Because guess what? There is a vast majority of humans. Do you want health insurance? Stay at your company. Because I didn't have health insurance for 7 years.
Dude.
Seven years. That's
the stuff you got to tell.
My health insurance is $400 a month. It's not cheap.
It's honestly brutal.
It's a lot of money.
As the CFO, it's not nice.
Yeah.
not a fan.
It's a lot of money. I know a lot of people that have jobs and are super happy.
Yeah.
I think those
posts make it seem like they're doing something wrong.
I know.
That's
and I don't
thing.
Think.
And you, honestly, they're doing what they're supposed to do.
I think you're probably. And now, if you're the type of person that longs for freedom and all that, that's a different conversation. I think I'm really starting to not like social media.
Yeah, of course.
Something happened in the last week for me where it's like, I don't like it. I don't like social media at all.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going through it. It was really cool like 7 years ago to be an entrepreneur. Now it's almost like people get shamed if they're not. When in reality, you statistically, most of you shouldn't be. And that's good. I'm not saying you shouldn't be because you can't handle it or you're not strong enough. It's not in your nature to be fulfilled while doing it.
Yeah.
Next Level Nation, what is happening? If you've thought to yourself, I want to try coaching, but you don't really know where to start, group coaching would be a wonderful place for you. That's really why we created it in the first place. We start a new round every 90 days. So if you're hearing this, go to the website, nextleveluniverse.com, and we have the landing page where you can actually hold your spot right now. Even if there's a group going on right now, you can still lock your spot for the next one. The biggest thing that we've seen is as we get closer and closer to the date, unfortunately, some people end up missing. The group fills up and they can't do it, and then they end up regretting that. So please head over to the website. The link will be in the show notes, and we would love to see you there.
I was on a podcast recently, Kev, and it's a business show.
Business.
Okay. It's a business show. So this is a show talking to entrepreneurs. And there was a question that was something along the lines of, how did we do it? What tips can you give? That kind of thing. Appreciate it. Awesome. I said this verbatim. If you absolutely cannot stand even the idea of working for someone else, then you should be an entrepreneur. if it kind of bothers you to have a boss, you do not ever want to be an entrepreneur. You shouldn't be. You and I are going to be the ones who say that. Dude, I couldn't, the idea, I turned down $1 million to stay an entrepreneur and not even have an investor. Dude,
I'm so sad about
that. Think about how unreasonable that is. I never used to think that was weird because I'm now understanding that it's weird, but I turned down a $500,000 VP job while broke. I'm talking like while living with my mother in my late 20s.
Yep.
That's weird. I didn't know that was weird because to me, someone asked me recently, like, why would you leave a job? Like, seriously, please answer. Why would you leave a job making that much money? Like, you were a 1% global earner, almost $200,000 a year. Like, how did you do it when you had no guarantee? And I said, the old me would have answered this really poorly. And I would have said, well, you know, you got to sacrifice and blah, blah. The new me says, honestly, it wasn't really a risk for me because I knew it would work.
That's a great answer.
And I'm scared to say that, but the truth is I could always go back. I could just go work at, I'm fearful this will come off as arrogant, but I want everyone to know the truth. I could, my worst case is like go make $250,000 a year at one of my, all my college roommates are at, they're like leaders at companies that are tech companies. So like, I have two mentors I can think of right now that would hire me tomorrow. So it's not really a risk for me.
They hire me as well. You get a plus. Yeah, you get a plus one.
One of my mentors said, "Dude, why do you hang out with him?"
Damn.
But I'm sorry to tell you that. But the point okay. is, they don't know your value. That's
yeah,
the
no,
truth.
I know.
They don't know your value. You're not exactly a tech giant, right?
So, not yet. No, I'm working on the space.
You want to be in the next robotics company? Is that mm-hmm. what you're? Mm-hmm. Are you considering robotics and mm-hmm.
yeah.
mechanical engineering? Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I seriously want people to know this. Like, for me, it wasn't actually that risky. I never realized that. It wasn't that risky. When your backup plan is that, it's not really a risk. You kind of just...
Yeah.
Kevin's watched me turn down money more than anyone he's ever seen.
It's offensive.
But in the weird... I just can't go out of alignment with my calling. I just won't do it. But if I had to, I would. If I had to... Dude, if Emilia was suffering, I would do it. I would go work for a while. I would go be a consultant. I would go back. I got emails on LinkedIn and stuff. I would go work if I had to. And so, again, to bring this back full circle, if you're out there listening, and we are a dream-chasing podcast. We are. So it's hard for us to be in this weird spot where we're kind of like, yeah, chase your dreams. But if make sure your dreams, like what if working as a vet tech is your dream?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, dude. You and I used to be so naive.
Yeah. Well, remember, we at one point, we were for entrepreneurs. That was like our brand. And then we said, like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a show for just entrepreneurs. Like, I don't, we're going to have to talk about business all the time. I love business and I love talking about that. But that's not why I started this. I started this to have cool conversations about life. That's why I started this. I want the show to be hyper-conscious. I want awareness. And sometimes the awareness is, I know all the other places are saying, if your goals aren't massive, you're a coward. I think that's dumb as shit.
Yeah. It is dumb, statistically speaking.
I think that's stupid.
That advice is only good for a very small percentage of
the 100%. People. And I don't think that a salary is the fee for you giving up your dreams. I don't believe that at all.
A salary your dream.
I know. Right. If you want health insurance and you want a 401k and you want certainty.
And you want a home and you want to be able to pay your mortgage. Yeah.
Get a job. That's awesome. That's
you
awesome.
I did at the beginning. We were like, screw jobs. And now we're like, honestly, go get a job.
Well,
you know, it's so funny.
We've grown and I've also worked with a lot of people who thought they wanted to be an entrepreneur and they wanted to be a dream chaser.
Yeah.
To the level, it was a photocopy of what other people were doing. But their dreams
was based on the social media posts of what they thought it was.
Yeah. And their
it wasn't
dreams,
based on the reality behind the scenes of how awful it really is.
Yeah, yeah. The dreams that they're chasing are just different. The dreams that you're chasing have to be yours. Because they're, again, this will be the last thing I say before we get out of here. I genuinely don't know what's worse. Thinking you want something, getting it, and realizing you don't, or thinking you want something and never getting it. I don't know what's worse.
And spending the rest of your life thinking that's what you want.
Yeah,
when in
longing
reality,
for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's the third one? And then we got
to
jump, but...
Why does there have to be
one
three?
Of them is thinking that you want something, getting it, and realizing you didn't.
Yeah.
At least there's some growth in that. Some. Okay, yeah. But you might sacrifice things you'll never get back. And then the other one is thinking you want something and never getting it. What's the third alternative?
I don't know. Does there have to be three?
I think the third alternative is be self-aware enough to go for things that really will fulfill you.
Oh. Yeah, no, I like that one.
Okay, nice.
I think that's a good one.
Nice.
I don't usually, oftentimes I don't solve the problem. I give multiple problems. So solving it, I think, is good too. I think that's a good way to look at it. All right. We have Jeffed yet again. We don't know what we're doing for tomorrow's episode. But I kind of like that in a way. I don't know. Because...
You want to know why? Because we get to talk about things that we're feeling in the moment.
I know.
That's why we like it. This whole planning ahead takes away the creative process a little bit.
Is that
sustainable? I like that we jumped on the mics today and talked about what we were feeling and going through and growing through. I like that, personally.
I do too, but I'm scared.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your vulnerability.
Right. Again, see, this is... That's not... I don't know. That's not vulnerable for me to share.
Oh. Okay,
I like sharing
that stuff. I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, it's honest. It's honest. That's the other thing, too. Like, is it... I don't know. Is it arrogant if it's true? I've been having that thought a lot lately.
That's another episode.
I know. I'll mark that down. All right. Book club every Saturday, 12:30. If you have not gotten your Dreamliner for the next 90 days of goal setting, we have it on Amazon. Next Level Nation, a wonderful community of like-minded individuals where you can be yourself, authentic, and grow together with us. All of those things will be in the show notes, as always. We don't know what we're doing tomorrow. We're out here jeffing. We love you. We appreciate you all. We don't have fans. We have family. And we will talk to you all tomorrow.
Talk to you soon. Next Level Nation.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Next Level University. We love connecting with the Next Level family.
We mean it when we say family. If you ever need anything, please reach out to us directly. Everything you need to get a hold of us is in the show notes.
Thank you again, and we will talk to you tomorrow.